Welcome to the Music of America podcast, where every week we visit a different state in America and meet a different guest in the music industry. Every day, Monday through Friday, we begin in Alabama and we end in Wyoming. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Let's talk music here on the Music of America. The Music of America podcast continues today. It's Hump Day in Texas, where rock meets red dirt. We're going to meet Brad Sanders and the Stray Sons from Amarillo after we talk about River Ridge Farms in Jeffersonville, Vermont. River Ridge Farms, Jefferson'sville, Vermont's recreation lover's dream, is a gorgeous vacation rental nestled in the Green Mountain State of Vermont. River Ridge Farms, Jefferson'sville is the escape everything wonderful Vermont has to offer. It's an historic farmhouse that sits atop 16 acres of fields with mountainous views, a pasture, a pond, tree-lined river frontage. Go and enjoy this beautiful spot right in the heart of Vermont, along with the multiple nearby ski mountain resorts, breweries, biking and hiking trails, and other tourist activities. This spot is unique due to its multiple mountain views and the resident farm animals. So when you go to Facebook, you go to Airbnb, and you check out River Ridge Farms Vermont, or River Ridge Farms Jeffersonville, you'll talk to Diana, the host and owner of the farm. Ask her about interacting with the farm animals. They'll love it as much as you will. Or just do a regular old farm stay in this comfortable modern-day farmhouse. It sleeps 11 guests easily. There's enough space to throw events like, maybe a Stray Sons outdoor concert festival or something like that. Or graduation parties, retirement parties, birthday parties, whatever. Or just rejuvenate in the beautiful Vermont landscape. Check them out. River Ridge Farms, Jeffersonville. Through Airbnb or through Facebook, River Ridge Farms, Jeffersonville, Vermont's recreation lover's dream. Brad Sanders is our guest, and he coined a phrase for me that I'll probably use now till the day I die, and that's where rock meets red dirt. And red dirt is an expression I've never heard until I got into this podcast, and now I hear it all the time. And your style is exactly what it is. It's rock meets red dirt, because red dirt's kind of that southern rock, but maybe more country. And your flavor is maybe a little more rock with southern rock added to it. Hence, rock meets red dirt. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think you've got a perfect depiction of what we're trying to go for.
Yeah, it's really fun. And it's really it's got a familiarity to it. So that's good for people like me, because so much music is either so experimental and so avant-garde that I don't want to listen to it. But your music is a style that I grew up listening to. It's got that Marshall Tucker, Leonard Skinner, Charlie Daniels kind of flavor to it, mm-hmm. with a little bit of a harder edge to it.
Well, that's kind of the goal. I mean, one, we're all a bunch of Southern boys anyways. Yep. And growing up, you know, we all played or listened to Southern rock and country, and you know, the legends of the 60s, 70s, and 80s of that genre. And you know, it's one of those things where when you start sitting down and you start writing your own music, those things start kind of oozing out of you, and you don't really know where they're coming from until you hear your music. So
and you all write your own music. I mean, it's, you know, the songs we're going to hear are all original music. It's all Stray Sons music.
Yes, sir.
Do you write most of that, or do you corroborate collectively, or how does that work with the Sons?
So we have a rule within the band. Everybody is allowed to write. We want everybody to have equal parts in the creative process. We want everybody to bring forth their, you know, life experiences and their opinions and their feelings and share them in a song. You know, I think a lot of times when you hear a band, you hear more of what the lead singer is feeling or thinking. And, you know, and I'm not down in that at all. I think, you know, I think it works, but in our group, like Falling Apart is something I wrote before I joined the band. Clean Money is something that, which is our most streamed song, is something that collectively we wrote, and somebody from the outside of the band helped as well. Dirty Laundry is a little bit of all of us kind of sprinkled in there as well. So, and then we've got a couple other songs where that we haven't recorded yet that we've sat down and I will ask, like, hey, here's the foundation. of the song, do you guys want to help me build this house? And of course, every time the guys always have something, whether it be lyrical content or chord progressions, maybe it's the riff, maybe it's the melody, but everybody has, every song we have has all five of our fingertips in it.
That's pretty cool that you're able to do that too. And then that it's like a safe place, right? Where someone can come in and say, hey, what do you guys think about this? And does it usually start with like a practice? Somebody says, hey, I came up with this riff, or I came up with this melody, or I came up with a phrase, and you build out from there, or somebody come with a full song? How's that work?
We have like kind of like two methods that always seems to work for us. We're weird. If we try to sit down and have a songwriting session, it almost sometimes ends up just a big jam session, and we just kind of hanging out. And it's not that it doesn't work for us. It's just how we've wrote most of these songs is I'll be practicing home and going over chord progressions, trying to get better as a rhythm guitarist, and come up with an idea, or I'll be singing something in my head, and then I will write it down or do a video of myself singing it and send it to the guys. But then a lot of times, and this happens more than anything else, we'll be in the middle of practice and we're like, oh, we're going to take a quick break real quick. Everybody grab some water. And somebody will start playing something. Maybe it's a beat. Maybe it's a random, bass lick or a random guitar lick. Right. And then everybody knows when this happens, because I just zone out. Like my eyes go glazed over and I get real quiet. And then that's where everybody knows, well, we're writing a new song right now.
he's gone. He's off writing.
Yeah. And that's typically the main way we wrote most of these songs is in the middle of practice.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of guys that, I'm an old guy, so I got a bunch of guys that I play with, and we just jam around and stuff. We'll play some old Neil Young, some old Tom Petty, whatever. But when the smokers take their smoke break, that's usually when my brother, who plays bass, and I will just sit down and I'll start playing a riff or something, or he might start do something on the bass, and then I'll join him. And all of a sudden the smokers kind of trickle back in, and somebody else will grab a guitar, somebody else back on the drum, somebody else grabs another guitar or something, it's the same thing. It's really cool how that evolves organically. You don't sit there and try to write a song,
And I think that's what makes music, can make or break a song, for artists is, and again, I'm still a nobody. We haven't done nothing, extremely, big time. But I feel like the music I connect to is always written out of some type of organic method, or it's got a message that you can really relate to. And I feel like if you sit down and you try to force feed something, you're never going to get a product you're happy with. But if you allow something to just naturally flow, kind of like relationships, if you try to force feed this, a girl to fall in love with you, more than likely she's never going to.
Ain't gonna happen.
But if you take your time, you get to know them, you court them, whatever, and just let it progress as it progresses, that relationship more than likely is going to be a healthy one. And I think that's the same way we look at our music, is it's a relationship amongst the five of us, and a relationship that we're trying to create with our listeners.
Now, Brad Sanders here, our guest today on the Music America podcast, is a football player. So, Brad, I'm calling an audible here, because we talked about the order in which we were going to do songs. But since you brought up Falling Apart, let's talk about that first, because you said that was the first song you wrote, right?
It's the first song I wrote in about 12 years. Yes.
Yeah. And my first question to you is, who is that at the end? Is that a real, like a real message from somebody's voicemail, or is that?
Yes and no. No, well, it's kind of so. The person I wrote that song about, because that song is birthed from a real place. The background behind that was I was going through a breakup. I was also sick with COVID, and at that time I was not doing music, but I didn't have anything better to do. I was sick with COVID for about 3 months, could not get better.
Oh my gosh.
And I had this old beat up acoustic guitar in the closet that wouldn't stay in tune. So I laid in my bed and just was fiddling around, and just started writing my feelings down about the breakup. And that person used to tell me on the phone, and you used to leave me voicemails saying, "It's you. It's always been you." Meaning, you know, you've always been my one. I've always waited for you. I've always been in love with you, and I always will be in love with you. Well, when we broke up, those, you know, that phrase always stuck with me. So I had a friend. We recorded that song in Denton, Texas, at Real Time Audio, and I had a friend. I was like, man, the song needs something at the end. I don't really know what. And we're speaking with our producer. And he goes, "What do you think, man? What do you feel?" I said, "It needs a voicemail." And he goes, and so I told him what I was thinking. And he said, "Do you have the voicemail?" I said, "No, I don't have voicemail." He goes, "Do you have somebody you can call?" I was like, "Maybe." And so I called a random female friend of mine who, you know, I was just like, "Hey, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to say these exact words on your phone. Save it as a voice or a recording on your phone, and then I need you to email it to me." 10 minutes later, I had four takes. We picked the best one and we plugged it in, and it fit perfectly.
It's so cool, and it's such a great accent point on the song, because you listen to the song, it's really good. It's really well written, and you know, you're drawn in the emotion, and then all of a sudden there's like this little surprise at the end. You know, it's like having I just blew it. I had a great analogy, and I just like it's like having a slice of cake, and then there's a little surprise inside the Twinkie or something, you know. So
right.
Well, the song is called "Falling Apart." We're going to listen to it here. The Stray Sons, our guest here from Amarillo, Texas, on the Music of America podcast.
You said we'd be forever, but forever came too soon. I hope you're happy in the life that you choose. As for me, I'm alright, I sleep just fine. Sometimes your ghost will haunt me, and my pain will reignite. I'm falling apart, I'm breaking down. Don't know what to say, so I give them some excuses and I send them on their way. The truth is, you're a liar, you're a cold-hearted cheat, and I know you'll never admit it that you did wrong by me.
The song is called "Falling Apart." The Stray Sons with Brad Sanders here on the Music of America podcast. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Let me introduce you to Trevor and Eileen Bild, of OTEL Universe. That's Ordinary to Extraordinary Life, O-T-E-L. OTEL, or Ordinary to Extraordinary Life, has created, produced, and managed the largest all-original indie music Roku channel, OTEL Music Videos. They love to give back to help others be seen and heard for their life legacy, and they welcome new submissions from a variety of genres. Visit their website at www.oteluniverse, it's like hotel without the H, oteluniverse.com. Click on the What is Roku tab. On the drop-down, click on the Roku channels, complete the submit video form, and voila, your videos will be on Roku. Roku is seen in about 160 countries. They have a viewership of over 80 million active accounts worldwide. Be sure to add their channel to your Roku menu and give them a five-star rating. www.oteluniverse.com, the place to put your videos. Brad Sanders and Stray Sons, do you have videos?
We have a few videos. When we signed with a booking agency, and they went through all our social media and our videos, and some of our videos were not good quality. They did not they weren't really good marketing or good quality, just sound or video. Yeah. So we yanked a bunch of our videos down. We're working on putting up more quality stuff. We have a few. We have right now two of our songs. We have like lyric videos up, and then we've got a few live performances, snippets here and there.
Yeah, I can't ever figure out how to differentiate. Like, yeah, here's us at the Amarillo or whatever the Texas State Fair. You know, right. And here's us at Billy Bob's, and here's us on something, you know, as opposed to here's the music video of us doing Falling Apart. So one exactly. is a music video and the other one is a live performance video, I guess, right? That's the how you school me, please.
Yeah. Well, so the good thing was, so, you know, on YouTube, you want those live performances up so that, you know, one, mainly for booking. I mean, in my opinion, you want those live performance videos up, especially when you're at the level we're at. You want people to see what you can bring to the table, you know, with your live performances. The music video and stuff, that's great. I think they benefit a band or an artist that has a larger following, because, you know, that's, you know, people have followed you, they've listened to your music for, you know, quite a while, and now they have an opportunity to watch the story in which you've been telling in the song unfold in video. So for us right now, like we put up some of these small things just to kind of keep the YouTube something just on YouTube that we can use for marketing, use for booking and stuff.
Yeah.
But mainly right now we're just trying to get that music out and focus on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and if we can get a good videographer to come get some live video, then we'd love to get some good quality live video of us performing. Yeah.
It's like having a good production company. When you have a good videographer, it's like having another member of the band. You know, they have to be that dedicated and care enough to put out good stuff. And then thank goodness that there's, you know, the technology is accessible now that people that want to do that will dedicate themselves, because it's such a competitive business, you know.
I think now people have realized that you can do a lot yourself.
Yeah.
It's just going to take a lot more of your time. And with the technology, keeping it in-house is going to save you money, and it's going to take time away from other things. But we're kind of working on all that ourselves.
See, I'm building a studio in my basement, and I'm at the drywall phase right now, and I'm getting a really good check from Uncle Sam back. So I'm thinking, do I really want to do the drywall work, or should I just give somebody my refund check and say, go finish my drywall in my studio? So it's kind of that same mindset that it's cheaper if the band does it themselves, but then you can't be working on writing and you can't be working on practice. You know, that's, you know, it takes away from something.
It does, yeah. It takes away, you know, we all have families. Yep. And, you know, that's usually what, for me, is that's usually what I end up sacrificing, a little bit of family time to kind of work on. Because I spearhead Facebook. I spearhead our TikTok. I spearhead some of our booking. Of course, doing stuff like this.
Yeah, right.
And you know, working on all that does take away a little bit of time, but it's at the end of the road. You got to think about it. If you owned your own business, you owned a a donut shop. I mean, you're going to be there at that donut shop all day, every day.
That's
until
right.
until you can afford to hire somebody to do it, you know. And so we're kind of the same thing. We're a small business. We'll get it all figured out eventually.
Now you've said they and we and they and we, and we haven't even talked about them and they and we. So who are the Stray Sons? Let's hear their names. Well, let's hear what they do and how you guys all came together.
Well, the Stray Sons consist of myself, who I'm the lead singer and I play rhythm guitar. Jared Golden, who is the original lead guitar player from the very beginning, and he has stuck with us, you know, stuck with us for about 2 years now. We've brought back our original drummer, Luke Barrow, after he took a little bit of time off. Trent Jones is our bass player and backup vocalist, and we just recently brought on a secondary lead guitar player. Him and Jared share equal parts in songs and everything, and his name is Jonathan Guidi, who's been a mainstay, talented, super talented individual here in Amarillo. He does lead guitar and backup vocals, and that's the five of us, the Stray Sons out of Amarillo.
How did y'all come together? Were you a bunch of strays and you met an open mic night?
Well, yes, kind of, yes. So I had not played music for over 12 years. Jared Golden and Luke Barrow, the lead guitar, the first lead guitar player and the drummer, saw me do, it wasn't an open mic night. It was, I was doing an acoustic performance. It was actually my very last acoustic performance. I'd been trying to find somebody to put together a Southern rock band or just a rock band here in Amarillo for like 3-4 months. I couldn't get anybody interested. So I was like, all right, I'm doing this one acoustic gig and I'm going back to playing drums and I'll never sing again. Well, these guys show up to my little acoustic performance during my break. They pull me in a back room. They tell me, hey, we're absolutely in love with your voice. We're in love with your style. We want to do a Red Dirt band with you. And I'm like, great. I don't even know what that is. But sure, well, you know, what are you guys thinking? And, you know, we sat down and talked. The next thing you know, that was 2 years ago. And here it is, man. We went from not knowing each other to being absolute best friends. We went from trying to do strictly Red Dirt to morphing into whatever we're morphing into. And it's just been a great ride. I've got like no, I really don't have any complaints. It's been very fun and just not satisfying experience.
It sounds like a band we had on from Oklahoma a few months ago, Big Train and the Locomotives. And
I love those guys.
You know them? You know Jim?
Yeah, we've chat here and there on Facebook.
No kidding, yeah.
We're a little different than them, but we've even kind of floated around maybe doing some shows together sometime
this year.
That'd
be awesome. Because you guys have a lot of similarity, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's the esprit de corps that I'm getting from you that I get from them too. It's like the whole team. You're not just a band, you're a bunch of friends. And they're telling mm-hmm. I think it was the drummer. When he came in, he was the last one to join in, and their audition was they all met for pancakes or something. They just sat around, drank coffee, and ate pancakes. And I was like, that's the coolest way to audition a band member. Cause you know, if you got the chops, you got the chops. If you don't, you're out of here.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So how are you going to work with the team? And that's what their approach was. I thought that was brilliant. I get that from you too, that's what happened with the Stray Cats. Sorry. I knew it was going to come out eventually, the Stray Sons. So the next song we want to talk about, I always get a kick out of this because when people send me their songs, I'm like, oh, that'd be cool. I want to see how they do on this cover. And the next song is Dirty Laundry. And I was thinking, you know, these guys are going to have fun with this. And it's not the Eagles. It's not Glenn Frey. It's not that Dirty Laundry whatsoever. And it's really, really good. And it's a really good message. So tell us who about that and how that came about, who wrote it and how that evolved.
Well, one, I love the Eagles. I think three of us in the band are like huge Eagles fans. So it wasn't intentional to name it that. Actually, the night after we recorded Falling Apart, we kind of had a little too much to drink and I had a nice little get together there in Denton, and we're enjoying ourselves in a jacuzzi, eating food, drinking whiskey, and I don't really remember much of it. I just remember I remember walking away from the jacuzzi and finding myself in a living room with a guitar in my hand. And the next thing I know, I look up and there's Jared with his phone, mouth wide open, recorded me. And I had written pretty much the entire song,
oh, wow,
Dirty Laundry, that night. And so we kind of sat on it. We never really found a riff or the melody. You know, we didn't really find the music to that song immediately. We kind of just sat on it because the song is very emotional for me. The song may not seem like it, but it has a lot of anger behind it, but also a lot of, I know your secrets, and if I was to open my mouth and tell me your secrets, you wouldn't be, you know, living the life you're living. So we eventually decided, all right, let's sit down, let's find something for the song. And it was one of those times we just kind of like, we were in a good place. We had well enough covers to play. We had, I think at that time we had 4 or 5 originals that we were playing, and we wanted to add to the original list. And so we ended up writing it, and then we're like, holy crap, like that's a daggum good song. And so the song is kind of a big, you know, bite your thumb at, and I'm gonna name off quite a few different types of people here, and it's not necessarily meant just for one, but you know, it was written during a lot of our political turmoil, and a lot of people were at each other's throats,
yeah,
about, you know, who to vote for, and who's not good, who is good, all this different stuff. And then there was, you know, there was stuff in, like within churches going on, and I won't name churches either, but all that kind of had a play in like some of the lyrical content of, you know, if you listen to it, it talks about, you know, like the first verse talks about, you know, I can smell the stench with every word you're saying. And it's like, you know, those certain people get behind a podium or a pulpit or in front of a camera, they spew a lot of lies, but they spew them so well, people believe that they're truthful. And you know, and then those same people almost all the time have some type of hidden secret that decides to pop up and comes out, and you know, you find out that this person isn't who they say they are, and they've got some type of drama in the news. But they always talk about, you know, the truth will set me free. And it never really truly does, because now you're burnt in the image of, you know, the population. And so we kind of just kind of wanted to write a song about that, you know. And there, I mean, we all know hypocrites. We all know somebody that, you know, walks with their chest up and out, and they're holier than thou, or they're better than you, or they got more money than us, or they look better than us, and they act like they can never do no wrong. But they've got some serious skeletons issues in their closet.
issues.
And this song is just saying, hey, we know you guys ain't perfect, and here you go. And that's what the song's all about.
So it's cool. It's like a protest song, but it's subtle, you know?
Very subtle, because we don't want to upset. Our goal is to reach the everyday people.
Right.
That's just like us. Right. Blue-collared, you know, folk who work hard for their money, and we want to reach those people, you know, 18 all the way up to 99.
Sure.
And we just want to relate to them. And however, there's enough music out there that's got hateful undertones or telling you how to feel this and that. We just want to say, hey, we feel how you feel.
Right.
And we're here for you, and we're just like you.
Well, one thing that's good about like this song is you're not naming names, like in the realm of politic, but anyone on either side of the political spectrum can say, I know who they're talking about there, without you saying anybody, you know?
Exactly. I mean, I don't think there's a politician, you know, that's ever been in some type of power or seat that this song wouldn't relate to in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
So and honestly, that's how we wanted it to be, a blanket type song where it's like, it could be any politician from anywhere, or any preacher, or any you know, media person or movie mm-hmm. star or whoever, you know.
Person of celebrity. There we go. We'll call it that. Any person of celebrity. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's just kind of how we went with that. And we kind of knew what we were doing when we chose that song, but we were super careful because it's not meant to be offensive. It's meant to say for people like, heck yeah.
It brings the truth to the forefront without singling out anybody. I think that's wonderful. And now that we know what it's about, let's let the audience listen to it. And they can listen to it and see. I'd be curious to see who they think you're singing about here. And it's not a call-in show. So, so it's the Stray Sons from Amarillo, Texas, here on Hump Day, the Music of America podcast, their next song, Dirty Laundry.
Never come clean. It would be a shame if they really knew all the secrets and lies of what you really do. You walk around beating on your chest to her. Secrets and skeletons you're hiding, things that you've never been forgiven. You talk out of both sides of your dirty mouth. You pray that not no one ever finds out. Well, it would be a shame if they really knew all the secrets and lies of what you really do. You walk around, you're beating on your chest. Your world would fall apart if we had out your dirty laundry.
Dirty Laundry with the Stray Sons from Amarillo, Texas, here on the Music of America podcast. Are you a 30-watt guy? Because I've got a 50-watt amp. I've got a 100-watt amp, a couple of 30s, 50s. I've got too many amps, actually. But the 30-watt amp from Landry Amps beats all of my amps. It's called the LS30. Came to Bill Landry by taking the red channel from his 100-watt LS100 G3 and made a one channel lower wattage EL34 powered amp. After building the prototype, he divided the one channel into two channels with a shared stack. As it turned out, they worked really, really nicely with really bright switches, separate gain controls, master volumes on both channels. Bam! The LS30 from Landry Amps with all the goodness of an EL34. And get this, barely weighs 25 pounds. It's a really cool amp, the LS30 from Landry Amps. You can see the whole lineup of Landry Amps from Bill Landry's website or YouTube page. So his website is www.landryamps.com. Go to YouTube, type in Landry Amps, and Bill will walk you through every single amp that he builds for you and explain to you what this one does, why this one's better than this, or what this does as opposed to this. If you get a chance to, listen to the Bill Landry podcaster on the Music of America podcast that we had months ago. He's from Mississippi. And listen to why he's into the amp so much and how tone plays such a big part in his life. Anyway, Bill Landry, www.landryamps.com. Brad Sanders with the Stray Sons, our guest here on the Music of America podcast. So you're a vocalist that plays rhythm guitar, so you're not really heavy into gear, I guess, are you?
You know what? I kind of just use whatever the guys tell me to use at this point because I kind of focus so much on everything else.
Right. You're doing this. You're doing TikTok. You're doing band management. Yeah. Just strap me up and I'll play guitar and I'll play my chords.
That's kind of how I go. And plus, we're kind of all streamlining right now. We're running, you know, Line 6, Helix. We're running, you know, kind of straight in. I play mostly acoustic, so other than a few pedals that kind of make it sound pretty here and there, I don't use a lot. We actually, what you hear in our recordings is very similar to how we play live. It's very raw. It's very real. It's not overproduced. It's not over, you know, not too much gain, not too much crazy effects. We want you to, which is kind of a, like I said, kind of old school Marshall Tucker, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Eagles. We want that.
I was trying to think who, there was another band that you reminded me of, and it finally came to me, Molly Hatchet.
Yeah.
You got a really good Molly Hatchet vibe to you. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And, you know, that's the first that we've been called Molly Hatchet when we've been, it's been everything from Nickelback to all the way down to Molly Hatchet.
There we go. There we go. Now, you brought up something that I wanted to bring up. My brother was watching or listening. He was listening to Band on the Run. Got re-released. Okay. The Band on the Run album by Paul McCartney and Wings was really re-released. Boy, try saying that three times real quick. Re-released. Underdubbed, it's called. So they took the core of the songs from Band on the Run without all the bells and whistles and extra effects and so on and so forth, and released that. And that as a standalone album is an excellent album. So he came up with the question that he wants me to ask artists. And because you brought something up, I'm going to segue into that. When do you know a song is done? And one of the guys that I talked to said something that you just said too, is that when it replicates our live sound, that's when he thinks they're done. So in your opinion, when you're in production, you're in Denton or wherever you do your recording and you're done, how do you know that's it?
Well, we typically, you know, I'm going to say 80% of the time we go into the studio knowing exactly what our goal is. Okay. What is the sound? What's the goal? What is it we're looking for when it comes to the production of the song? And especially the last two we recorded with Clean Money and Dirty Laundry. We just played Dirty Laundry. So, you know, when it came to Dirty Laundry, we kind of went in, we said, all right, look, we want this song to, one, the message be loud and clear. So we want the vocals to be pushed a little more forward than typical, than normal for us. We want the music to kind of be an old school Seether meets Lynyrd Skynyrd type vibe. And once we worked on it and we spent, you know, those songs were recorded in Fort Worth with Bart Rose at Fort Worth Sound. I'm going to give that plug there. Once we heard the playback, we were like, okay, yes. And then, you know, there was times we said no. Then there was times, you know, yes, you know, it doesn't need this. But also back to being able to play it live is we don't want to add all these, all the stuff that we would have to have a backing track or have to have somebody running a laptop or anything like that. I mean, we're very, like I said, we're very grassroots. We're 2 years old. We ain't got the money to be honest with you, to do some of this stuff. But at the same time, it's like, I want to be able to play our music. And I know the guys want to be able to play the music. Now, there might be 18 guitars layered in there for our guitar players, but they're going to, when we play them live, we play the predominant things that you're going to remember. You're going to remember the melody. You're going to remember the main riff, the hooks. You're going to remember all that. Yeah. And so those, you know, we just really focus on, again, we want to be able to play all these songs everywhere we go.
Yeah.
You know? So, and it's just kind of a weird thing. It's kind of like when you're in love with somebody, when you know, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's about the only way I can,
No, that's perfect, man. I get that. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's done. We're done. You just walk away. Now, your last song we're going to hear that you just brought up, Clean Money, you said it's your most downloaded, most listened to, most viewed, whatever, most accepted song, I guess. What's the word here?
I would say most streamed song at the moment. We just on Spotify, and I'd have to pull it up, but the last time I looked, I think we were at like 57,000 streams.
Wow.
Which for us,
that's like $7 or $8.
Yeah. I'll give you this. We got our first royalty check at the end of last year, and it was actually like $115. So
no kidding.
We didn't.
Man, that's divided five ways. That's $20 each, man. Jeez.
Well, stuff like that, we don't divide. We actually throw that into a band bank account. We don't. Yeah. We do things a little differently. But anyway, back to Clean Money. It's got like, you know, 57,000 streams on Spotify. I don't know what the total is combined with, you know, the other streaming services, but and I think the reason why it's so popular is the fact that it resonates so deeply with everybody in the South, and not just the South. We want it to resonate with people up North as well, but the song is really meant to resonate with the blue-collared South down here where we're at, because each and every one of us come from blue-collared families, low-income families when we were growing up and as kids. Mm-hmm. And when we wrote this song, you know, we wrote this from actual true life experiences. And I think that's the reason why it's popular. Yeah. Popular for us. So.
So clean money is not the same as dirty money, obviously. So what is clean money? Is that the money earned as hardworking blue collar people?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Cause so, I mean, we all know there's a lot of underhanded ways you can go out and make money. You can go out, steal, lie, whatever, you know. So clean money, and the way we see it is, and it kind of plays off the clothing line as well. There's a clothing line called Dirty Hands, Clean Money. And what that really means is, you know, there's a lot of these people out in the oil fields, farmers, carpenters, people that are getting, their bodies are filthy. Their bodies are tore up. They're hurting. They're sweaty. But they've earned that money in such an honest way. And they didn't have to resort to selling drugs or, you know, stealing or whatever it may be. They made the money the traditional way. And so that's how we interpret that.
I tell people, meet a roughneck and you'll know what hard work is and you know what blue collar is. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And honest and sincere and hardworking, and they're polite and yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. No, ma'am. Give me my paycheck. I'm going down and get me a Lone Star.
Yep. That's exactly the type of people we are. We're all, you know, we grew up like, and that's the type of people. I mean, that's the type of people that's around us all the time. That's the type of people that show up to our shows. And so it was a kind of a fan service song. We wanted to say, hey, we see you guys out there working and doing what you know to do and do it right. And we're going to write a song just for you guys.
That's cool. We're going to give a listen, Clean Money with the Stray Sons here on the Music of America podcast. We'll be right back.
hit another town. Life is hard out on the road. Boilermaker trying to get by. Work every day, every night. Bills don't take a break, neither will I. Clean money and dirty hands, making honest living, doing the best I can. Ooh, that's just who I am. I'm a hardworking Southern man. Lost my job, now I drive a rig. Grows are small when the corn's big. Sleeping camp is what I call my home. On a lone and lonesome road, watch my kids grow up through the phone. It's the price I pay just to get us by. Yeah, clean money and dirty hands. Honest living, doing the best I can. Ooh, that's just who I am. I'm a hardworking Southern man.
Let's go to work, boys.
Clean Money, The Stray Sons, our guest Brad Sanders from The Stray Sons in Amarillo, Texas, in the middle of the week in the middle of Texas. Where is Amarillo? It's south, isn't it?
Oh, actually, Amarillo is up in the panhandle of Amarillo. We're about 4 hours south of Oklahoma City. We're about five and a half hours east of of Dallas.
For some reason, I had you, I guess I'm thinking, maybe I'm thinking San Antonio. San Antonio is south. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amarillo is near Tyler, Texas, right?
Well, we're like I said, we're probably about 5 to 6 hours away from Tyler. We're closer to Oklahoma than we are to like Dallas, Fort Worth.
I thought Tyler was up in the Panhandle too. That's why I said that. I'm showing my age. I was back in way back then, back in the my day. All right, enough of that. Brad Sanders, our guest from The Stray Sons. And Brad, it's been a great adventure, and I love what you guys are doing, and I love your dedication to the blue-collar worker and how you present your music. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to let you talk and just talk and talk and talk, because this segment of the show we call Shameless Self-Promotion. So be shameless and self-promote and tell us what's coming up in May, what's coming up this summer, what's coming up the rest of the year for The Stray Sons.
Well, for the rest of the year, we are going back to the studio, and I know you want me to talk about May, but I'll get to that in a second. But we're going to go back to the studio, so if you've enjoyed what you've heard thus far, we're going back to the studio June 22nd, and we're going to try to knock out two or three more songs, and we're planning on dropping four or five more songs this year. And we've got some, if you think those are good, we've got some songs coming up that, in my opinion, are just overall quality, better written, better performed. They're going to, I think a couple of them is going to blow your socks away. Got two songs that are definitely completely different from anything we have put out thus far.
Really?
A little something you could dance to, a little something that everybody's going to be able to relate to from the country. And that's all I'll say. I'll add this. We're going to dive deep and pull some of our more country Southern roots out.
Alrighty.
For a couple songs. Yeah, kind of just, you know, play the game a little bit. So be on the lookout for that. Yeah, you'll be hearing my dog in the background getting excited. He's all walling around. May we have quite a few shows coming up. I'd have to look at the schedule, but it looks like, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to be in town here in Amarillo quite a few times. We're going to be, looks like, I think, DFW one time this year, not this year, but that coming month. And, if you really want to keep up with us, follow us on our website, www.thestraysons.com, or follow us on Facebook. Just type in The Stray Sons. We're the only ones on Facebook, so it'd be pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
We keep all our events pretty updated about a month, 2 months out. From there, you can follow us on TikTok. You can follow us on Instagram. Again, The Stray Sons. Find us. I promise you won't be. If you want to have some comedy in your life, definitely follow our TikTok, because there's a lot of things that we let the comedy side of ourselves hit the TikTok scene a little more than we do music.
That's fun.
We put all the fun stuff on there.
What about merch?
Now, merch is we got a couple of different ways you can get some merch. So there is a very specific style of merch you can get on our website versus what you get live. So, we've got some really cool t-shirts, hats, bracelets, stickers, hoodies up on our Facebook, not Facebook, but our website. And those are, like I said, things you cannot buy live. Our merch we sell live is total different. However, if you decide you want something from our live show, just feel free to hit us up on Facebook. I'll connect you with our merch manager, and they will take your order down, and we can get you squared away. Again, anything you want, t-shirts, hats, bracelets, hoodies. We were going to do beanies this year, but winter kind of came and went before we ever got any of those. We also are not afraid to talk to you. So we're here soon. We're going to have this, can't remember what it's called. Is it called Cameo or something like that? We're going to start doing this deal where you can pay like $5 and chat with us if you want.
Oh, that's fun.
That's coming up. We're going to have a newsletter this year, and like an email list as well. That's going to be coming up this year. So that be another way people can keep up with us. Got a lot of things in the works. Yeah.
Well, you guys have a lot of ambition. That's good. You know, and drive, you get a lot of drive, and you got a lot of talent. That's a great combination, you know?
Well, we're hungry, and we don't look at ourselves as if we're the best band in Texas or the best band in Amarillo or anything like that. We just know that to get to where we want to be, we're going to have to put in a lot of work. And not saying nobody else is doing the work. We just know that we've got to, if we want to build our fan base, if we want opportunities, we've got to go after it. We're going to have to chase it, because it's not freely given.
Right.
And we're blessed to be doing this. So let's enjoy it and take full advantage of the opportunities and just have fun with it.
Amen, brother. Stray Sons, Brad Sanders, pleasure having you on the show, man. Up next, we'll be in Austin, Texas. A-Right Music. Join us tomorrow here on the Music of America podcast.
You've been listening to the Music of America podcast. If you like today's show, please go to the website at www.musicofamericapod.com or our Music of America podcast Facebook page. Like us and follow the show and episodes. We tally the votes of all our shows, and the most listened to shows will be rebroadcast on our best of shows at the end of the season. I look forward to having you with us again and listening to the Music of America podcast.